If marijuana laws were colors, the U.S. map would resemble a tie-dye shirt. In some states, it's illegal. In others, it's legal only for medical purposes. In states including Colorado and Oregon, knock yourself out, as long as you're at least 21 years old. This November, 5 states will be voting on whether to legalize recreational pot: California, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Arizona. Stina Sieg of KJZZ in Phoenix and Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting bring us this report on what legalization might mean for family life.
Recreational pot's been legal in Oregon now for a year. We're a bunch of hippies over here. But it was a long time coming. Voters approved medicinal pot 20 years ago.
If Oregonians are hippies, think of Arizonans as cowboys. In general, we're more red than blue, but both states are known for their independent streaks.
So Arizonans will vote on recreational marijuana this fall, just 6 years after they approved the drug for medicinal use.
And some voters are nervous. A group that includes 2 county attorneys even sued, unsuccessfully, to get the measure off the ballot. Then there's Debbie Moak, who put her son in drug rehab when he was 20.
A lot of these kids who are going to be impacted the most by this, they won't be voting in this election. This is where we need to be the adult in the room and protect the kids.
Moak says pot led her kid to harder drugs and to dropping out of college and eventually becoming homeless.
It tears a family apart. Addiction becomes a disease of the family. And I've lived it in the trenches, and I don't want to see this happen for any other family.
Moak, who's 59, says she used to see it pretty much daily, back when she ran a nonprofit aimed at keeping kids off drugs.
And coming at this from a completely different direction is 60-year-old Oregonian and food editor Martha Holmberg. She smoked a lot in high school and college, then didn't touch pot until she finished bringing up her kids.
I don't do it with people that I don't know well. So, but if I'm hanging out with girlfriends or we're going over to a friend's house, I usually will bring weed and be like, hey, you know, anybody want to get high?
Well, some do and some don't.
And it all flows very comfortably in that sort of situation. It's not like the pot smokers have to go off to the corner.
For some people in Arizona, that scene would be shocking.
But the introduction of medical marijuana here in 2010 made it a lot more palatable for others. Like Lisa Olson, a mother of 5 who uses pot to deal with her multiple sclerosis.
Basically, the way we ended up handling it was a lot like alcohol. So my kids certainly see me drink a glass of wine with most dinners. They know that that's not for them. That's for the adults.
And she thinks adults should be able to use pot recreationally, too.
And for someone like Olson, who's always abstained from drugs, that's quite a revelation.
And she's passed it on to her kids. 20-year-old Jake Olson says the just say no message he got from school wasn't necessarily true.
It's really funny because, you know, most teenagers don't figure out things like that through their parents. But I am the exception. I am that person who learned that maybe not all bad things are bad from my parents.
That same kind of acceptance is happening here in Oregon, but it's gradual. Patrick Caldwell's 29 and brings cannabis-infused sodas to parties. He says he might share one at, say, a bachelor party, but not a family picnic.
I want my nephews to be able to make their own informed decision about cannabis without being influenced by the fact that I so regularly use it.
So Caldwell doesn't want pot to be taken lightly.
That's right. He thinks people need to respect what they're getting into. But he hopes that in a few years, bringing pot to a family picnic will be no different than, say, bringing a six-pack. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.
And I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.